This is Rashid Chappell. You're now listening to Hip Hop Digest. This is the home of real hip hop. This is the place where you find the authentic. Make sure you tune in and check us out. 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 Check us out.
When I was a shorty, the songs I knew was pop songs. Those was the best songs. I honestly liked Michael Jackson songs better than Jungle Brothers songs. 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 Better than Jungle Brothers songs.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, it's E. Color. And it's been a minute, and we apologize for that, but we are back with Listener Appreciation Week, and we have the brothers Layman on here, official. What's up, brothers?
It's cracking.
What's going on, y'all?
Okay, introduce yourself.
All right, I'm the younger brother, Jonathan, 29 years old. 1985, born and raised out here in California, Los Angeles. And, you know, when it comes to hip hop, I mean, I kind of started, you know, later in the hip hop era. So I was kind of there at its peak when, you know, the West was on top. But, you know, you guys give great insight and glad to be on the show, man.
All right, just the older brother, Chris, 37. Married, child, another one on the way. No, born in that great old year, 77. You know, see Run DMC on MTV, changed it for me.
All right.
That's where it started for me.
No doubt. So welcome to our West Coast family, and we're going to get right in. Oh, where's my paper? Fuck.
Whoa, yo, he needs the teleprompter. What?
Yeah, need the teleprompter.
All right, no doubt. Here we go. Let's get in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Music Soul Child is a rapper by the name of The Hustle. Now, I might be late on this shit, and I don't know how long he's been dealing with this, but I seen this clip.
Like this nigga got cancer. How long he's been dealing with this?
You know, I'm saying to myself, okay, you know, as R&B goes, music, or you know, I mean, I guess you can't get better than him. He really makes quality R&B. Would you guys agree with that?
He makes quality R&B, but you can find something better than him.
Okay, that's real. And I won't even argue that point, but this is what he's known for.
Right.
Correct.
So he's on the video talking about that. He's doing this. The reason why he's doing this, because of the landscape of what hip hop is, or supposedly rap is, that he can come in there and sort of give a different perspective. I don't know how much different, but I believe he's aiming to be, you know, somewhere between swag and trap. Kurt G's in here shaking his head like, and I don't, what's good, my nigga?
I'm at a loss for words right now. And I like Music Soul Child. I really do. But come on, nigga. Really? Really.
Okay.
I mean, you know what we need to do for this week? That intro where you said anybody can fucking rap.
Yeah.
We need that intro for this week. I know. Seriously. You got the Kanye West on deck.
Oh,
for
yeah.
This week. But we need to do that because that don't make sense. Why the fuck do you think that you could just jump in where you feel like it and start rapping? That's the problem we got now with all these dumb niggas out here.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the first. Didn't Tyrese, you know?
It's a long laundry list of motherfuckers. DeSean Jackson. It's a bunch of niggas wanting to rap.
Ron Artest.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard drop something.
Who?
Lance Stevenson.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
The artist formerly known as Meta World Peace be dropping that hot shit.
Oh, my God.
Where the hell is World Be Free at?
Damn.
Woo.
That's what's up. Swervin, that's your man, music. I know he is.
First of all, when you were saying it, I was already saying, that's your man if he wants some cheese with that wine he be doing, whining on the records. And, you know, now you're going to be a rap man. Woo. You're going to get me started early, huh?
And you know what? You know what the problem that's going to be with this? That I'm gonna have with that's gonna upset me is that this nigga's probably gonna sound pretty damn good compared to the motherfuckers that's out.
Have you heard his voice singing?
Yes, I have.
So imagine that voice rapping.
Okay. we deal with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I guess we do, don't we? So there's another clone to me.
Indeed. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is This is for you guys out here on the West Coast. Kendrick Lamar said his next album to have aggression and emotion. Very few guests. The West Coast MC Kendrick Lamar expressed his concern that hip-hop is lacking aggression and said he's looking to step up to the plate with being with more aggressive content on his next studio album. I'm going to let the brothers from the West Side take this first before I chime in.
I read about that he's not having any guests. I've heard the joint one with Flying Lotus that dropped. Does hip hop need aggression? Not to me. It does need something. And he's been good enough, talented enough to be able to walk that line. Cause I remember him on the mixtape scene. He was nice. And he can go deep, kind of that Ice Cube. I can go deep, but still do street at the same time. And it works for him. But aggression, no. I'm curious to hear what he has, because he's talented to me. But aggression, nah. We got plenty of aggression.
I think the problem is, quite frankly, is that the announced statement
that you
I'm going to have aggression. See, if I'm picking up MOP, or if I'm picking up Ghetto Boys, or if I'm picking up NWA, if I'm picking up, it's aggressive. You know it, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think that, the problem with that is that guys in this generation, including Kendrick, I think a lot of them get labeled as soft or something other than. The brother is clearly talented. He can do it. To me, if you're going to put out a record, you don't have to put out and say, I'm going to put out something that's aggressive, or I'm going to put out, this is geared toward the ladies. All these labels and shit, nigga, put it out. You know what I mean?
The joint that he put out with him and Dre, that shit is fucking fire to me.
Oh, well.
It's a new joint with him and Dre that I'm like, wow.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
It got me with the recipe on the other one. This one is hot too.
Okay.
No doubt. So, indeed. Yo, shout out to Kendrick. We certainly look forward to more talented MCs. So it's not negative I'm saying here. I'm just saying that, I don't think you need to put the label on it. You got a name out there. You're going to sell units. Just put it out, nigga.
Yeah, and they trying to be like the nutrition label. On the fucking record label, on the album cover, it'll be like 27 niggas killed, three bricks sold.
And that's my only concern with him saying he wants to get aggressive is I hope he's not teetering towards, trying to be a trap nigga, or, being a little, trying to be too hood or too aggressive, or I don't want him leaning and trying to be towards, these commercial niggas.
It can be dark. It can be dark if you're talking about aggressive in that manner. Well, maybe it's a little more rockish, or maybe what you're talking about goes on a deeper level, like Scarface used to do. But if it's just more like gangster shit, your crew does that. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. I think that label...
He can do it. That's another thing. He has the talent to do it. So I'm like, you don't have to. So if you do it, it's like, well, why? You don't have to do that. We know that's easy for you.
Yeah, in this culture I think that just that statement kind of puts, he has the talent. You're right. He has the talent to do it. But just that label, the way they critique things in this generation. So now he's saying it's going to be more aggressive. So who are they going to compare him to?
I guess he's trying to keep the label off of him of being in a box, of coming out and being the same Mad City kid he was on the last joint. He wants to come out and show niggas that I could do that hard shit.
He has a chance to actually be like, I know Council Muller, but he can go 4 or 5 album deep and actually make hot shit. He can do that. If he trajectory and he's carving out he's really carving out his own lane. If he stays doing that and doesn't bend to
there you go.
What the society says supposed to do, but you like, I'm doing me. That's what got me here, is doing me. That next, that guy who.
But the only fear is that he's gonna get sucked into that commercialism, and it's gonna ruin him. And that's it.
He can be big,
because that's what happens with a bunch of these motherfuckers.
Ah, indeed, and it's funny you said that. We're gonna get into that a little bit later in the show. no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Public Enemy. Last Tuesday, or this past Tuesday, performed Public Enemy number one on the Tonight Show.
As much as
I like the poo-poo on Questlove, especially for that god-awful surrendering to Iggy Azalea statements, Kurt G was saying this is where Questlove and the Tonight Show get credit. Not the fact that they put Public Enemy on there, but the fact that they put Public Enemy on there and perform Public Enemy number one. I mean, that's technically their second single, but their first commercial release on Def Jam. Swervin', that's your boy, Questlove.
Yeah, but it was bigger than Questlove, to be honest with you. Because I watched it today, actually, and I was like, my mouth was just open. I'm sitting there like, damn, I'm looking at the Roots and Public Enemy on a stage at the same time performing together. That was amazing to me.
No doubt.
I don't care what Quest has said or done outside of that for that moment. I was open.
Well, indeed. And, well, you got to remember in Philadelphia, I think it was about like 4 years ago when they performed the entire, I don't think it was Yo Bum Rush the Show. They performed the entire Public Enemy album in Philadelphia. I would still love to watch some of that concert footage. I bet it was amazing. But nonetheless, you got your boy, and what I really want to get to is Jimmy Fallon, who absolutely is giddy.
Oh, he was enamored, wasn't he?
Yes!
But you can see that Jimmy Fallon really likes hip-hop. He's really into that shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
that topic got swept up pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to say. I mean, I would, you know, Jimmy Fallon, I would like to throw him under the bus. You know what I mean? But he's the type of guy, again, that you're going to have to deal with. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that in a negative way, but you have to deal with him. You know, this is his show. It's the Tonight Show, New York City. So, yes, he's going to have pop acts because he got to.
Yes, it's a Tonight Show.
Of course.
But when he can, you know, he's going to have a Public Enemy. Now, you got to give Fallon credit. You got to see a culture vulture, because I know a lot of African-Americans is in that same situation. Do they do that?
You can, because Arsenio did it. And, you know, the fact that Jimmy Fallon, when he had the Roots on there, I was like, okay. Most people wouldn't do that. So I like that. So that, you know, that blends itself to like, oh, now I can actually have hip hop on because I got a hip hop group. Huh? I got the hip hop band as my band on the Tonight Show.
No doubt.
I think we just need a little bit more of that old school hip hop. I think I would like to see more of that. I would like to see more of these old school artists performing, you know, kind of show the public and show, you know, remind some of these people what real hip hop was like.
Well, what real hip hop is.
There you go.
And see, that's the key thing. And I agree with you. Indeed.
Well, hold on. On the culture vulture comment, nah, I don't even envision Bobby, not Bobby, damn, why am I saying Bobby?
Bobby Shmurda on the brain, but, huh,
wow. Don't do that to me.
Hot,
it's chicken. But if I don't understand how we could, you know, possibly even mistake Mr. Fallon for that, because, you know, that even that thing that he does with Justin Timberlake, where they do all those songs and stuff like that, I don't take that as a bad thing at all. Because they're usually, he's not, I mean, even though they did the Rick Ross and all this kind of stuff, they mentioned a lot of songs that I'm sure the audience is like, what the fuck is that? But they do it. And also, Mr. Fallon, I wouldn't give him full credit. No. You do understand that there's a big wig, what is it, Ebersol? One of them big dudes up there pulling strings. Now, you know, Jimmy Fallon got some pull, but if they say have Iggy or Ziggy or whatever her name is on there, guess who's going to be on that show?
Oh, no doubt.
She'll be the next act.
He okayed it. You just, you know, Public Enemy don't really get played much publicly at all. So it's like, we're going to put this on national television for the white audience.
Right.
I need to okay that.
Right.
Sure.
You know, Public Enemy anniversary. Okay. You know what? That's cool.
We'll give you a pass.
We don't have to do it again. They old. We'll do it this one time.
Right. No doubt.
All right. We gave you niggas one.
All right, no doubt. So let me get into the next topic. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this really coincides with the introduction, because I've always suspected this about your boy. Kanye West has announced that he's attempting to make the next Thriller.
What?
Kanye West has always been a Michael Jackson, you know, groupie lover. Just like the intro stated, he liked Michael Jackson songs better than Jungle Brothers songs. And he's saying that now his pop muscles are so strong that now I'm going to go ahead and attempt to make the next Thriller. Now, blasphemy. I don't know exactly what that means, considering that Kanye West needs to concentrate on trying to be the best MC, you know.
But he's left MC. He left that alone.
He left that. Rapper.
I think maybe after the first album and a half, maybe two albums, he left MC in behind.
Yeah.
Thank you. Considering that you have Thriller, who's probably sold upwards of 50 million records domestically, we're not even talking about the worldwide totals.
If he had said he was going to try to make something ever created in the history of the world.
No question.
If the nigga would have said, I'm going to make the next Blood on the Dance Floor, I would have been like, okay, because that's one of Michael's worst albums.
Right, no doubt. So, Swervin, that's your man, Kanye West.
Jackass.
Well, he's a jackass. No, he's definitely maybe a jackass. Maybe he's going to enlist Quincy Jones. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I doubt that.
I doubt that very seriously. This nigga thinks he is Quincy Jones.
I mean,
thank you. We heard that him talking to Sway. We know how he thinks. He wants to be that kind of person that I'm going to make that kind of album. He's like, dude, don't that same argument with we were just talking about. Don't tell me. I know Kanye is that creative genius artist who's going to just say like and do. I have to tell you how amazing this is going to be.
The sample
because
came.
Even when I drop it, it's going to be more amazing than I told you. Like, okay, just, look, I know you. You create something different. Hip hop was your lane to get in. You're trying to create this different sound. Rap, fine. Just do it, bro. You know, musically, Easy was all right. You know, lyrically, no, it wasn't good at all. And I know I expect it to sound different. What he's saying, he ain't saying nothing.
The Late Registration was the last decent album that nigga put out. Besides that nigga's been weak. 808s and Heartbreaks, kiss my ass with that shit.
Oh, I love it.
Well, certainly, I mean, I believe that this type of statement is akin to more of his ego and to how
You see the nigga trying to get a person in a wheelchair to stand the fuck up.
Yeah, I seen that.
Come
shit.
On, son.
Jackass.
Ego.
Everybody need to stand up.
This nigga thinks he's God, B. He really does. He believes in the shit that he's saying out of his mouth. He really believes that he is God.
Okay. He survived that car crash, and God have mercy on us all.
Yeah, well, no doubt. But I guess to me, when I look at that, I try to look at the nuts and bolts of this situation. I mean, we understand and we certainly know in today's climate of the business of selling records, he's not going to make the next deal. It is impossible for Kanye West to make the next Thriller.
It's impossible for anybody to make
the
next Thriller.
Can I just also say that Michael Jackson and Quincy didn't make the next Thriller. They made an album that they put their heart and soul into.
And it became the next Thriller.
And that is why that will be the only Thriller that ever exists. There will be nothing close to it because it's its own entity. It's its own thing.
Right, right.
So stop dick riding. Stop trying to say what you're going to make. Just do it.
He's drawing it. He's throwing the little reel out there, throwing the bait out, draw interest. Like I'm making, people gonna be like, oh, really? I might have to listen to see if he can do it.
And I hope the nigga only sells two copies. Him, only him and Kim buy it. That's it.
I mean, look, but you know what though? There's so many fanboys who are gonna try to get up there. I mean, I never forget when Yeezus came out. And everybody was looking for words to describe the album because it really wasn't hip hop. And it was two nut niggas on Sirius Satellite Radio who dropped the line avant-garde. These niggas ain't never used that word in their entire life. But you're going to pull this shit out to try to describe Yeezus because deep in your heart, the shit wasn't really hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
And right after that, they played
some. It wasn't really that good.
Yeah, and it wasn't that good. You know what I mean? So certainly we're going to have to wade through all everybody who's going to dick ride Kanye and talk about, oh, this is incredible. This shit is so different that y'all niggas don't know what the fuck y'all listening to. Which gets me back to Thriller. Okay, nobody had to tell us that Thriller was that shit and was the GOAT the first time you heard it. It was just that.
I mean, it's off the wall, and we trying to do something. You know, we did this, and now we trying to just make something great again. You're like, off the wall with the bomb. What y'all coming with next?
Facts.
Best album of all time, arguably.
Yes.
I like Off the Wall, though, man. Off the Wall.
You know what? I'm kind of partial to Off the Wall myself, so that's what I mean.
I mean,
I would say both of them. You can't go wrong with either.
That was just a perfect combination right there. Michael and Quincy was a perfect combination.
That two three. That's the Low End Theory, Midnight Marauder. Like, oh, I just hit you with this. I'm coming with that. You're like, oh,
yeah, Low End Theory. Back to back. To me, that's like Aquemini Stankonia.
It's been a long time then.
It's been a while.
That might be AT Aliens.
Hey, there you go.
I'll take that.
AT Aliens is my shit.
I wouldn't argue with that. That's real.
Southern playlist to get that joint.
just say Outkast was that beast.
That's what's up, no doubt. So I'm going to ask the brothers from the West, you got any topics you want to add in? You chime in on Hip Hop Digest on the free
Hold
time?
Hold
on. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I know he's swerving got something. What you got?
Hold on.
Swerving?
So while we were doing the whole Twitter thing this week, because I told Artemis I had to get him, right?
And got of course, pack, bro.
He wants to get on the show and explain himself about that whole, the whole Childish Gambino.
Whack-ass freestyle?
Yes. So here's what happened. After we said what we said on the show, we called Childish Gambino trash, right?
Right.
We did that.
Yeah.
So a man, Big B, from the In Deep show, sent this detailed email that I think I forwarded it to you, right, Killer?
I have the email printed out right here, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I hear the diesels warming up now. Email about why we are whack for calling that dude whack and whatever. So we got on Twitter a little bit about it, and he asked, you know, well, actually I asked the listeners who is messing with this kid Childish Gambino, and I mean it was a lot of, you know, he said it was crickets. I was doing a whole lot of putting clips on there because I didn't feel like talking, so I said let me just put some clips on here to say it for me. But he put on there about some crickets, and then along comes Mr. Chris Layman. You had a comment, sir, about Mr. Childish Gambino. Would you like to share that right now?
Yeah, just hearing this dude, I think he's all right. I don't think he's blowing anybody out the water. Do I think compared to these, what I'm getting nowadays, the Migos, the Shmurda, the French Montana, to that group? Yes, he's better than them. Better than what I'm getting fed all the time. He's different.
Okay.
He's better than them. If I'm comparing him to everything that's out there that I play and still graded by everything that I've heard, I mean, I'm not rushing to hear his stuff. You know, he's different. I appreciate that coming with his own lane, but it's cool. I'm not blown away. The freestyle was like, okay, like, all right. I mean, it kind of sounded a little written. I was like,
I will give you all the perspective of the cat that is kind of close to this generation that likes this nigga. I have no idea what the fuss is about. I'm gonna take you real talk. Like I heard this fool's freestyle, and I thought to myself, even like Chris just said, it almost sounded like it was scripted and written. And then I compared it to an old freestyle I heard. One of the Cypher freestyles when it had Mos Def, Black Thought, Eminem.
No.
I'm like, God damn, no comparison. Comparison is just not even close.
That ain't even fair.
It wasn't even fair. I mean, compared to cats nowadays, I mean, well, shit. He wasn't saying anything in the freestyle. And to me, that's what I couldn't appreciate. When I listen to some of these old school cats who freestyle, they at least are saying something. They're at least, you know, almost telling a story within their freestyle. With him, it almost sounded like he's just rhyming words together. I can do that shit.
But gentlemen, herein lies the problem. Because we've mentioned it here on the Hip Hop Digest. Other people talk about it. You just said it yourself. When you compare someone who has any semblance of a vocabulary against what's played on the radio, then you're going to get that knee jerk that, oh, this guy must be all right. Nah, you ain't all right. You don't compare Childish Gambino to a Lord Finesse. I'm just pulling out names. You don't compare him to anybody. You know what I'm saying? you take him for what he is, because we cannot compare him against, you know, the greats, and we can't compare, if we're not going to compare him against the greats, we can't compare him against the garbage either. He's just, like you said, he's just saying stuff, and he sounds different than everything you hear. It doesn't make him good.
See, to me, it don't sound different. You sound like every other nigga that's out there right now.
See, to me, I think there's a simpler equation. And see, and I'm looking at the argument, and one of Big B's argument is said something about, so what, he has comical quality, so what, he has written for major sitcoms.
Commercial
quality. Commercial qualities. Okay, check it out. To me, this is one of these niggas, whether if it's music, LL Cool J, Queen Latifah, Dana Owens, Ice Cube, anyway, this is a third and fourth job for this nigga. Okay? Mm-hmm. He feels like, okay, oh, you know what? I can rhyme words, so I'm going to pick up the mic, along with being a staff writer for, you know, television, along with being a comedian, you know, along with shit. Fuck it, I might just start DJing and shit. Anybody can push buttons. I give no credence to this nigga because he's not, I mean, I'm not
he's
even
not good. Invested.
You're right, he's not vested. I mean, he's doing this as a sideline gig. You know what I mean? Just pulling some extra guap in, performing on college campuses as a sideline. So, you know, Big B, you know, shout out to Big B. If you want to go in, you know, and throw him up there, by default, you can go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? No. Me personally, you know what I mean? We've had this discussion on several generations. You'd be better off riding, I'm just saying, as an example, with somebody like Kendrick, who is at least vested.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He isn't
Asher
doing a
Raw.
You know what I'm saying? He isn't doing who?
Asher Raw.
Oh,
that's my nigga.
That's your nigga?
Actually, Asher's kind of nice, B.
Actually, yeah. Right. Actually, that's your man Swervin. He been bumping Asher for a minute. So
love that fool, man.
All that being said, I'd rather ride with somebody who's at least vested. These sideline gig niggas, I'm not fuck with them niggas, because the minute it's not profitable, they not fucking with it.
Right. You don't want to fuck with this nigga because he is just doing it just because he can. And because he knows that he sounds better than 99% of these niggas that's doing it, that's on a commercial level. So he figures, I can do this shit too.
Yeah, exactly.
And since I heard what you said last week about Childish Gambino, and I seen all the Twitter fuss about this nigga, I said, you know what, let me, because he's not on my radar at all.
Right.
Because I'm in the underground completely. So I'm sitting here, I said, let me listen to this nigga. So I get on YouTube, put in Childish Gambino, a bunch of bullshit pop up.
Yep.
Him with Gene Aiko or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm listening. And I say, okay, I give Big B credit. Yeah, he's witty. He can rhyme. He's all right. But he's just doing it. He sounds like he wants to be part Drake, part whoever hot right now, and trying to keep up with them niggas instead of just, like you said, being vested and going in, starting from the bottom and actually building something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to write this down, y'all. The grandma sweater was funny, but the fact that I read it
was weird and confusing.
Yeah, the fact that he was like, and I read the article, I think from Joint, he was like, you know, that hip hop is whack, and it's, you know, it was about hip hop was, you know, like a social changer or something. That's what it was made for, and now it's not doing that. It's like the same thing happened with jazz. I get pissed when people diss jazz like that. I was like, no, it's not what it used to be. But I was like, jazz is the best. If created all this stuff, it basically rap mirrors it with the whole freestyling and, you know, but I take offense to that. I'm like, it's not whack. I was like, the commercial crap is whack. But don't just, you know, make a blank statement about the whole thing of hip hop. You know, there's always guys making good hip hop. You just have to look for it. Whatever your sound is, what you like, you can find it, because it's artists making that and making it well.
Exactly.
But you just gonna be like, oh, it's just, you know, what all these other dudes, you know, French Montana, like, they ain't paid. I'm like, this is, you know, so it's all about money, really?
Of course it is.
You know, that's what it's about, you know, for these niggas.
You trying to be the NFL, you that NFL theory. It's all about that paper. You know, and this is what happened. And you complain like everybody about that money. If you really about speaking some honest, just speaking honestly is not gonna always get you money. Why the hell am I gonna pay you to tell the truth and piss people off? For what? That ain't gonna make me no money. Do the stuff that makes people laugh and dance and wanna spin. you know, you're like, if you trying, then fine, you trying. But don't say it's whack. Tell me about some artists that you think is hot, like y'all do. We don't really like it, but you know what? Here's some stuff that you might like, a hip-hop. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for this kind of hip-hop, we got this.
Nah, indeed.
Don't just, oh, it's all butt. Like, you butt. Like you said, I didn't make a rap. I made a pop album. Well, then go pop. Call your shit pop rap. Can we label it now? Just say I'm making pop rap, Kanye, Childish Gambino. You see, I'm making pop rap because it has rap in it, but I'm not really making a rap album. Okay, you making pop rap. Cool. Thank you. Now you like categorizing shit. There you go. Pop rap.
That's what's up.
They are just time industry.
They want to be connected with something with a street appeal. Right. They want to be connected with something that has roots, which is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be connected with some new shit.
Hip-hop is the only genre that doesn't have levels or different labels. We don't have it. Everybody wants to call themselves or be something, but you're being something totally different. You're contradicting yourself.
That's because I think that most people who grow up in hip-hop, they grew up in a certain time and place where that particular act has sort of deemed themselves like this, the quote unquote, I'm just going to say the quote unquote king of whatever coast you're on. I remember the first time that I heard Curtis Blow with this, I'm the king of rap, you know, king of New York. And then sort of, you know, the then pass it down to Run DMC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody wants to be the arbiter of the new, so they can be and looked at through hip hop history as, oh, I remember when Childish Gambino changed the fucking game.
Never.
Really? I don't know about that. I'd like to thank the West Coast contingency who actually ran over and started the bus. I had my shit in park, yo. It was incredible. Thank you. You know, but nah, you know, word is born, yo. Okay, so he may be not just total 100% Soulja Boy garbage. All right, you know, okay, I give you that.
Somebody call that nigga trash can juice.
Oh, yeah, that was funny as shit. That was funny as shit. So, but with that being said, you know, Childish Gambino, I guarantee you, see, to me, it's always time is the arbiter. I guarantee, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, this kid right here, in 3 years from now, I mean, is he going to have a record, let's say, fuck it, number 5 on the charts?
He might. He might have a record on the charts, but what the fuck does that mean?
When that Christian brother, what's his name, Lecrae?
Right.
Who got the number one record, hip hop record in the country with 88,000 units? Now, how many people know of him? Okay. Mm. But he got the number one record in the country.
He's kind of nice.
He is nice. But got the number one record in the country doing him. Okay. Right. Not a lot of loud talking, not a lot of up hot 97. Oh, fuck these niggas. You know,
I'm a gospel rapper, so he ain't going to do that.
Well,
right?
But I'm just saying.
He's really not getting real preachy.
Right.
Right.
It's just kind of like I'm not really talking about that stuff.
Right. He's just, you know, more, I would say, everyday topics, or at least he has a moral standing. But right. I'm just using
him. And
that's
boring.
Well, to 88, that's the number one record in the country, B. And there's somebody out there listening to him. So
it has a message, and, you know, we're trying to just get you.
I'm not saying people aren't listening, but if you want to talk about get people talking about you, nobody wants to talk about anything positive. All we want to talk about is negative shit.
Getting killed
and getting money and fucking bitches. And that's what it's about. You know, and selling that dope.
YOLO.
Not to move that dope.
That's right, nigga.
I want to spend all my money while I'm alive. I ain't trying to leave this to build generations.
Exactly.
This is my money. I'm trying to spend it all before I die. Like,
whatever I don't spend.
And then you wonder why we ain't got nothing. Because the people before us don't want to leave something for the next. I got to do it all quick before I die. Like, why?
Lay down the foundation for the next ones.
Nope. Nah, fuck a foundation. Niggas ain't doing
money,
that.
I'm spending.
It's all about me.
Yeah. So anyway, like I said, I want to continue. Again, shout out to Big B. I mean, we certainly disagree on Childish Gambino. Artemis.
Our man. We like Big B.
Yeah, Big B, no doubt. Yeah. Artemis as well. You know what I'm saying? Artemis, you know, you could contact us and come to the studio or whatever.
You know where we at.
Exactly.
You can get at us anytime, brother.
Exactly. So, you know, with that being said, Swervin, you got anything?
Nah, just again, as I always say, love the Twitter hood. Y'all keep it up. Keep getting at us, and you know I'm going to respond. And I got an army of clips for anybody who want to try me.
That's what's up. So, Kurt G, are you ready, my nigga?
Yeah, I thought we was going to get one more topic, and I thought we was going to talk about that AP. But I guess we're going to skip
that.
Oh,
but, well, okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got the motherfuckers on here.
All right.
That's all good. Here we go. We can go.
Hip Hop Digest extended play. Adrian Peterson. So, again, once again, I'm going to turn the floor over to the West Coast Kings, Brothers Lehman,
the sports show.
Happy Hour. Go in.
Well, look, I mean, look, as we said on the last show, at least in my opinion, I mean, I got my ass whooped when I was a youngster. You know, it was a form of discipline. I know my parents did it out of love. You know, it wasn't out of hatred, but the way Adrian Peterson did it, leaving bruises, leaving marks, cutting your son and all that stuff. I mean, he went overboard.
Can I interject? Can I interject? I'm obviously older than you guys. I come from the switch era.
I come from
the belt era, the racetrack era, and Welps was left. The word is born. You know what I mean? My mom left plenty of hard Welps.
That doesn't mean it was right.
He
might have been disciplining you to teach you right from wrong, but that doesn't mean leaving welts and things like that was the right thing to do necessarily.
I got hit a few times. We was from the belt family.
Yeah.
We got a lot of that when necessary. You know, I had it, and you know, you be red for like a day or two, like a week. A parent knows that. I ain't going front, let's be honest. I mean, people was getting whipped, but it wasn't like you saw the mark on your homie like a week later.
Okay, like, all right, I'll give you that. I wouldn't categorize my discipline as a child as abuse.
If you came back a week later over to your grandmama house or something and they saw that, they would think you did that like yesterday. They would be like, wait a minute, you got like a whip mark kind of thing? A week later is excessive, and it's a 4-year-old. That's the biggest thing to me. It ain't so much how he went in on him, more so that he was 4.
And my thing is I'm like, you have to put things in perspective. Adrian Peterson's a fucking football player. He's a big ass dude who lifts weights every day. So a strike coming from him is probably a lot different coming from you or I.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's a lot harder and a lot worse coming from him. So to leave marks. And he left multiple marks, which means he hit that nigga several times.
That's for...
It doesn't take a lot of strength to leave a welt on
his body.
So I don't know if because he's a football player makes a difference between him or your big brother whooping your ass with a switch.
You don't need that. You don't... It only takes a few. And I'm still like...
A couple swats on the ass is all it probably would have taken from him.
But I got a question. I guess I feel...
My only thing is, if he's doing this to this kid at 4, what happens when your son gets into them like... I wreck dad's car, or I do something like extreme. I end up burning a garage down, or, you know, I got into something that like cost damage and money.
Then what's the
What are you going to do then?
I brought you in here.
Are we getting karate kicking my butt?
I mean, I'm sorry. I got to really add this question in. Are we all looking at this? Because me and Kerji was discussing it, and we were saying that my daughter, I have a 16-year-old, Kerji, how old is Kobe?
He is 24.
Kobe's 24. So they don't know anything about any switch, any belt.
No.
I didn't hit my kids.
I think I beat Kobe maybe once.
You said beat.
I mean, as far as I beat his ass.
I beat his ass
maybe once, and he's probably about 7 or 8 at the time. But for me and my son and my nephews and everybody, they was more afraid of my voice because I get a loud, booming voice.
So,
right. They was just afraid to just hear. They didn't want to hear me say nothing.
I think a lot of this, we're looking at this from the modern perspective of parenting. Because I think most of us, and I don't know how y'all get down, but I think most of us don't get to physical discipline. And that's a change. That's a culture change.
Well, we live in a day and age where today a lot of people are very sensitive. If you are seen, honestly, in some cases, if you're even seen yelling at a child too harsh or the wrong way, people see that as you verbally abusing your child. So you have to walk a fine line. My thing is, if you get in your child's ass, not necessarily physically abusing them, but like you guys do, kind of like, you know, getting that tone, you know, letting them know, you know, this is not fucking cool. I think at that point, if you start that at a young age, then they turn out okay. it's we live in an age though where I think a lot of parents are young, number one. So I don't really think they're disciplining their children, you know, to that extent. I see a lot of times it's, you know, timeouts, or they try to bribe their kids with this and that, with food or candy or something. It's some incentive. So there's no real discipline to an extent nowadays. Now, Adrian Peterson crossed the line, but I think you have to set some kind of boundary.
It's he went a little too far. I agree. It's not so much him spanking. It was that one. I was like, oh, dude, you went a little too hard.
Overboard.
You ain't have to whip him like that.
Okay. So
that's all it is. I'm like, I don't have a problem with, you know, if they get whipped with switches, people still do. You know, people trying to act like the North and all that don't. Everybody. It ain't a race thing. It ain't everybody. Mm-hmm. And I've seen these, you know, joints about white folk, you know, raising their kids, and they be getting, like, they be, like, seriously abusing them, like, mentally and all that.
Yeah.
I think mental abuse is physical abuse to me.
Yeah, that it's shit just, sticks with you know, forever. He went too far, and it's, you know, it's...
It's sad to see, but...
And you coming right off of Ray Rice.
Yeah. So let me ask the next question that begs the question. Is the National Football League, you know, we're going to get to the point where we're going to a zero tolerance. If you got a case,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is, if you got a case, you won't play.
Yo, I'm 100 on that.
Now, you 100 on that? National Football League, that's what we should do?
That's not the way we're going.
I've been 100 on that, speaking that, as soon as it came out. I'm like, niggas going to be on paid leave now. This is you on paid leave, just like
police officers? Wow.
Yeah, because the problem is between when the accusation or the charges drop and you go to court and actually, you know, the verdict gets rendered, that could be 6 months to a year. And because it takes that long, you know, you want to wait for due process because that's fair. They're just accused. They ain't charged yet. But, you know, court of public opinion is like, well, he did this and you still letting him play? Like, he need to be punished.
Okay.
And so they have to kind of balance that. And I think they just now that this little whatever that little thing is with the Goodell, whatever that term is. But I mean, he's just getting off. Like, you basically on paid leave. We not, you know, we have to deactivate you for a while. You can't be around us.
Got
to
save face.
You know, do that. We can't be associated with you, but you're still getting paid. Greg Hardy's is next. The only thing I respect, at least with the Niners, is McDonald has not been charged. They don't know anything.
Right. He hasn't been charged.
Yeah. They're like, we don't know nothing yet. Until we really know something, then we're not going to just immediately take him off. And now if he gets hit and they're like, oh, you got, then they'll probably be like, well, got to deactivate you. But they're at least like, let's at least hear some facts that is actually, you know, really happening, not a rumor, before we, you know, proceed with this. Because we're trying to win games too. My job on the line, if I don't win games, it don't matter if this dude beat his wife and all that. If I don't win games, I'm fired.
Exactly. So that's what's up. So there we go. That's the Hip Hop Digest / Sports Happy Hour with the Brothers Layman. No doubt. Yo, I got to say, it's good to get y'all back on, you know, after so many months of, you know, tripping and, you know, technical difficulties, no doubt. We definitely appreciate y'all. You want to go ahead and give a plug and a drop for your show?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, this is Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Me, Chris, and my brother Jonathan. We just talk about sports, all of them. Give it to you raw and honest like how we do. Find us on blackisonline.com. Stitcher, iTunes, all them spots under Black Is. You know, on Twitter, @ Brothers Layman.
That's what's up, no doubt. I ain't even going front, yo. Somebody ever offer me money to be on a microphone, I'm bringing y'all niggas with us.
It's a show.
Appreciate that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we going to need that sports time going in. Here coming in with the sports hour, the Brothers Link.
No doubt. Speaking of coming in, Kerr G, albums of the week. What's up?
What's good? This week we got Souls of Mischief, There Is Only Now.
Oh, how's that sound?
They got some joints on it, and they give you instrumentals at the end of that.
Oh, okay.
For every track.
Yeah, that was a good musical album.
And then we got DJ Newmark and Slim Kid Trey. Slim Kid Trey and DJ Newmark. I know they flipped it back with the sword, but that joint, they got some joints on there too.
Okay.
And then the instrumental joint is Gravity Movement, Put Your Dukes Up EP.
All right, no doubt. Swervin', what's good, my nigga?
Mr. Nunchuck, I'm calling you out, son. That review is getting dated, yo.
Okay.
Can we get that?
So no doubt. So Kurt G is actually
stirring up the pot.
He's stirring up the pot, and we're going to pull the name live on the show. Who's the next guest?
The next guest, and I'm going to let him pull a name out. I'm shaking it up right now.
Okay. Just to let you know, it ain't even fixed,
it's
yo.
It's not fixed, B. Just reach in and grab a name. Okay, it doesn't matter who it is. Just say it.
Travis Moss.
Travis Moss, where you at, my no?
So we're gonna reach out.
We're gonna reach out.
We're gonna reach out and see what's good. So that's the Hip Hop Digest as well as the Sports Happy Hour. We'll see y'all when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Later. Peace.
One.
You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to mate. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to maybe. A flip side to every hustler's dream. A jail cell at the Heartbreak Hotel, County of Kings. Operation Fans thing got a squeeze on team. Now the game on lean, pippin' sippin' methazine. You couldn't see it coming at the rate you're running. Collect calls, sorry to your son, your woman. 100 miles of running, government top gunning. You're a consequence indicted without the summons. You blind by cash bundles, young Stevie Wonder. Fly throughout the summer, you may never see another. Gone away, Oklahoma City Thunder. Bail denied, defense deficit stockpiles. Conviction rate, 99%. Work well with sabotage, you be the judge. Top pyramid, fucking with that Mexican blood. Time never recur, dealing with money and blood. They glorify the game, but they never tell ya. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to maybe. But it was all cool just a week ago. Freak three hole, South Beach for the Super Bowl. Who would've known? Pressure hit like a chest cold. Focus was bankrolls, white gold, the wrist froze. Phantom Rose had him hating the game. Same time streets rang, how you slang them things. 18 and a smidgen to change. Your lady and Dolce. Range Road wider than cocaine. Crushing them lanes. You be thinking to yourself, they hid from top shelf. Immersed in false wealth. First for your family's health. Side lost of that. You all glitz like a platinum plaque. Smell of a rat. Homie in the back playing Benedict. It's epidemic. Envy destroyed man's spirit. What he feel with it? Ass belly belly made him kill for it. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to maybe. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to maybe. See the greed got you between the rock and a hard place. Seal fate, car talking drops on tape. Example they make, calm loss at a fast rate. Doing times of grind behind Sheridan gates. Escape out the question. Worldly possessions, no factor. Mind rewind, reenactment. Quarterback sack ya. Self-satisfaction. Do the math, no ads. Only subtraction. Negative reaction. You're feeling closed in. Trade in your gators and snakes for Jordans. Raise the revolution. The streets lured you in. You could do it again. Highlights ESPN. That's another story, my friend. The real, a federal institution with showers for men. Baby girl got the phone disconnected again. Trick off with other men, so your books is thin. Prosecuted to the highest extent. It's the game's intent. Pain to play, but no way to win. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to man. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. See your lady when you're rolling, cause you gave her a baby. Testimony show different, trust turned to man. You and your man getting money at a fabulous rate. Buck Raj, Day Pigs, got the game on tape. Ooh.
panic, feeling anxiety. Can't imagine or fathom why they would lie to me or leave me abandoned. Damn it, in the land of the free, we scramble to eat. If you can't compete, you're harming family tree. But sitting in a cell, you could be sitting in hell. Parallel universe, the world in which I dwell. It's the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. Courage in the words you hear, I spit some truth in your ear. Envisioning metal rise in my extremities, defibrillator shock. I wouldn't wish on my worst enemies. Hit a ventilator, my body chemistry faded. We waited for Tajay, but did he get eliminated?
I made it, I circled the block, my brain was working the plot. I can't say for certain or not if Tajay is hurting from shots.
So just swerving, they were serving that scotch. We observing the clock, and every person that walked by is a person to watch.
All I heard was a pop, nervous system slipping the shock. Body twisted and quickly got acquainted with the black tie, blacked out. Then my universe became white brightness, punctuated by a bunch of black dots. No quicker than a nigga could get praised to be alive. Phone hitters hit my wig up with the Gregory Hines. Trying to roly-poly, they dropping boulders on me. Somebody came with that swift kick that left your homie snoring.
Panic, feeling anxiety, can't imagine or fathom why they would lie to me or leave me abandoned. Damn it, in the land of the free, we scramble to eat. If you can't compete, you harm your family tree. But sitting in the cell, you could be sitting in hell. Parallel universe, the world in which I dwell. It's the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. Courage in the words you hear, I spit some truth in the ear.
I can't face the fact I don't know where my ace is at, and I ain't okay with that. I'm thinking who did it and where they staying at to pay them back. Why was they blazing at us when we was laying back? Them boys wasn't playing, Jack, what you say to that?
Let me state the facts, Massey missing in action. And all we know is he disappeared when niggas was blasting. If he isn't here in a minute and there's no witness to admit the assassin caught him slipping, we looking for that liquid plasma.
Woke up in the black truck, they must have put me in the back of the garage door open and they backed up. Something went like they got a bunch of jackals in cages. Dropped me on the table like a fucking sack of potatoes. Sudden attack from what looked like a rabid lab. Turned my calf to a bloody mass of tattered rags. They duct taped my face as we entered the place. It's getting cold, I think we headed to the basement.
Panic, feeling anxiety, can't imagine or fathom why they would lie to me or leave me abandoned. Damn it, in the land of the free, we scramble to eat. If you can't compete, you harm your family tree. But sitting in a cell, you could be sitting in hell. Parallel universe, the world in which I dwell. It's the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. Courage in the words you hear, I spit some truth in your ear.
Shitting out bricks.
What you want?
Hot beats and rhymes is what I got.
Who you be?
You're my girl.
than a watch. And the flow got me pulling up easy in the truck. Just know that I keep 16 up in the clock. And I don't do subliminals, don't feel me criminal. Every shit she see my interview, she want my genitals. We are dangerous, you hate on us, we will get rid of you. Let me know if it's offending you, then I'm with chemicals. We're out Carolina, marijuana, interviews. I leave about the blow, in a tube. Best flow on your radio, in your tube. Freezer, come around and get your girlfriends in the mood. Niggas hate on me, I go and get the damn ooze. Let's do this, we are shooters, Parker Lewis can't lose. You can't dump the gun, I got you, get your hand bruised. When we see you, we are plotting dirty, rotten, scam crews.
What you want? Hot beats and rhymes is what I got.
Who you be?
OG Philly Free is in the spot.
What you want?
Hot beats and rhymes is what I got.
Who you be?
OG Philly Free is in the spot.
What you want?
Hot beats and rhymes is what I got.
Who you be?
OG Philly Free is in the spot.
What you want?
Hot beats and rhymes is what I got.
Who you be?
OG Philly Free is in the spot.
What you want?
Been more, cause in the game of love I held the high score, from the dinners and the movies and things that didn't move me, but sacrifice is what life's for. She had the big screen,
had that,
the diamond ring,
had that,
and dresses that showed about everything,
had that.
So we kept dipping like wheels on the Cadillac. I wasn't tripping though, I'd never take
and
it back.
I know, and I know, and I wait, and I wait, and she won't, to this day, and I know, and I wait, and I would, but I can't, and I can't, and I know, and I wait, and she won't, to this day, and I know, and I wait, and I would, but I can't, and I can't.
Didn't I treat you right?
So consistent with my part that is tearing me to pieces. How you did me this way? It ain't about me winning or you giving up too much. Now look at the environment you living in. My good intentions shed light on my innocence. Girl, you kept pushing on my ignorance. When every word put me on the fence, I used to live like a prince, but never the king. In the castle you win, girl, I gave you the ring. Now that made you the queen above everything. I used to sing to myself, I'm gonna be somebody. So I got to learn how to treat somebody. Wanna meet somebody that's open like me. Living in the moment, girl, hoping life beats to the rhythm of my heartbeat. Full and not part. Making love that made us feel godly.
And I know, and I know, and I wait, and I wait. And she won't, to this day, and I know, and I know, and I wait, and I wait, and I would, but I can't, and I can't, and I know, and I wait, and I wait, and she won't, to this day, and I know, and I wait, and I wait, and I would, but I can't, and I can't.
Yeah. She used to blow me away like a gale force, and I was so sure fairy had a tail for it. But doing midstream, it took its own course. Had to walk it from here, beating a dead horse. I know that true love comes from a red source, cause mama told me, and now I'm real sure. Rich man without love means he's still poor. Always out there searching like there's more.
And I know, and I know, and I wait, and I wait, and she won't, to this day, and I know, and I wait, and I would, but I can't. And I can't, and I know, and I know, and I wait, and she won't, to this day, and I know, and I wait, and I would, but I can't, and I can't.
Didn't I treat you right?
Por favor.
Hey.
I got my reasons, man. Conquistador.
Respect him. Let me just say.
That's everything I say.
You know what I'm saying? You're a very pretty girl.
You know, it's a lie.
Your girl, so. Ugly as a motherfucker.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
That's what I,
yeah,
I baby. About that.
You really need to tighten that shit up.
What's real? What's real?
God damn.
How you feel, sugar?
Damn.
You know, everything is everything.
Because there's going to be one nigga that might just...
And that's a lie, too. Just ask
you
the girl.
You a slap on your ass.
Hold you.
It's 10:15 up in the AM, scratch your back off the phlegm. I hear the phone ringing. I wipe the sleep from the tear ducts. Phone's ringing, sun's blazing through the curtains. Ignore the phone calls, page of walls. Check the number, it's 416 a KCT 2264. The three means for me to go and call back immediately. I call back and ID myself as a cheers knocker.
Yo, what up, partner? I got a little story to tell about this heavy chicken headed brown. I could tell. Nipples like pickles did a well to the Dell. Spinning in the background, all I can hear was wedding bells. Cause the crotch had me locked on pussy detention. Forgot to mention, ass cheeks was heavy. Broke my suspension and even got to say what happened. Her body language spoke a new form of rapping. Pussy so tight, she grabbed my dick with it and started clapping. When we was done, she said, thank you, sugar. I analyzed the barbed wire tattoos round her ankle. Would have taken the time to study it before I hit it. Was killing to get in it, so I chose to peep the G right after we done did it. I'm telling you this, cause I'm the sweet pussy critic. I reminisce on ass pussy tits and thick lips all over my long brick. You the shit, brown eyes. You the shit's what I said. I see you doing movies, getting all up in my nigga's head. Peep what I said. You the bomb and my mind is caught. But listen, the dick is long but the time is short. It's you I'm dissing. You pissing in the wind, sugar. I'm ice cold, you ain't never gonna win, sugar. I'm twice as bold than the average. Pussy chasing, look who you facing. I read your body language, now please get out my basement.
Cut out some shit, nigga. I bet you if you wanted to, you'd make that pussy drip like your snot box up in the winter. But watch your picture. I knew this trick that was similar to yours, with the tits that stood up just like the lights up on the 89 Accord, as sharp as a sword, with these nipples like dinnips. I was like Farmer Brown cause I was picking to get in it. Her body looked stolen from a Stacy Dash mold, if you seen the hold on that ass shit. The cactus had my brain blitz like I'm smoking L's up in the stairs. My pipe is getting full with the liquid. Yo, I wanted to unload and make it spread like forward milk on the floor. The centerfold had me rocked it if I stood up, her shoulders being tapped. Yo, I'm fiending for the cat. I wonder if she'll feel me. I'm breaking through my jeans, lips looking mad big like she would suck the green off army fatigue. Body smooth like a GS3 double. On her body, I would do. She could take the chiz right out the knock. To this, you get the rock. More tricks in the sea for the chizzy. Really, you see you just pissing in the wind, sugar. I'm ice cold, you ain't never gonna win, sugar. I'm twice as bold than the average. Pussy chasing, look who you facing. I read your body language, now please get out my basement.
Les conquistadores. Chocolate. Oh. All right, bring it back, man. Let me double this.